House Bill 1131s. I think we will jump down the calendar to that bill. He is the prime sponsor in the Senate. It's House Bill 1131, an act to provide for civil recovery of unpaid property and services. Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Judiciary. I bring before you House Bill 1131 this morning that basically deals with two issues. In Section 1, it talks about motor vehicles that get motor fuel and then drive off without paying for them. And in Section 6, it also includes talking about hotels or restaurants that purchase and then do not pay for those. With your permission, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I have people here that would like to testify on this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Senator McCracken. Further proponents of House Bill 1131.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of Senate Judiciary. My name is Donna Lightsky, and I am the registered lobbyist and executive director of the South Dakota Petroleum Marketers Association and the South Dakota Association of Convenience Stores. And Senator McCracken was so kind to bring this bill on behalf of our association. Every year in South Dakota, gasoline theft equates to about $1.6 million in losses to retailers. That is a reason for this bill. A gasoline theft occurs when someone fills their tank with gasoline or diesel fuel and then drives off without paying. Presently, when that happens, retailers call the police and attempt to have them chase down the perpetrator of that crime. Most of my gas stations also are equipped with video surveillance cameras at this point to try and catch those perpetrators. But that's not working the way it should. So we bring before you House Bill 131. And I'm going to go section by section. And with your permission, Mr. Chairman, may I hand out?
Yes, you may.
Section 1 of the bill basically addresses the gasoline theft problem. What we did in Section 1 was we mirrored the state's statute on bad checks. So I'm going to run you through an example. I'm a customer getting gasoline. I decide today I don't want to pay, so I drive off with $20 of fuel that I have not paid for. The retailer records my my license plate number either with a witness or a videotape and records that. And the paper I just handed out to you is an affidavit that they fill out. It tells me what date, what the plate number is, a description, the amount they drove off with, the fuel type, the location. It goes through the statute. And then basically what happens is we take this to a law enforcement officer. They provide us with a name and address, and we send them a bill in the mail. In addition to this amount of fuel they stole, we put a $30 surcharge on, and that does mirror the bad check statute. And we were asked over in the House, why $30? Again, we tried to stay consistent with bad checks, but that $30 is a deterrent for them not to steal. Example, what if the person doesn't pay the $30 after 33 days, which is addressed in Section 4 of the bill? After 33 days, the retailer can send another bill to the person who stole the gasoline for the price of the fuel, a $30 surcharge, and an additional $100 charge. Now, presently, 15 states have drive-off laws. 14 of those states, when people drive off and steal gasoline, they suspend their driver's license for 30 days. This bill mirrors the statute that's in place in Minnesota. And after they've been in effect there since August 1st, and this is 99% effective in Minnesota. So retailers are recovering the loss. Someone else is going to address the section on restaurants and hotels. Representative Sutton was going to. He's not here, so I guess I'll pitch it for him. When this bill went to the House floor, it was actually on the consent calendar, and then it got pulled off for a question. When it was on the floor, Representative Sutton did offer an amendment to include restaurants. Problem is called dine and dash. People don't pay for their meals. And he thought this was a good concept, and so he did add that on to the bill. And I'll answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Well, I guess the question I would ask is, would not both of these offenses, whether stealing gas or leaving a restaurant or hotel without payment, are they not subject to the other criminal laws on our books?
They are, but a lot of the times they're not. Retailers on gasoline, at least, do not call the police. because it's kind of a burdensome process for this. This would help them without having to have the police chase people all over for $20 drive-offs. And I think that aspect will be addressed by the law enforcement that's here in the room with me.
Are there any further questions, Senator Koskin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why is it just a $20 fine? Would it be easier or a cleaner way just to make the penalty for drive-off higher rather than going through this method? Why haven't you chosen to go that route?
We've chosen to go this route because this enables the retailer to have a easier system to recover their loss without having to call the police and having the police to chase down the perpetrator and recover that $20. This way we free up the time spent chasing down criminals. Does that answer your question?
But if I may, you do have other recourse. There's other ways to address the situation. You can have them, and a lot of stations do require a payment before you fill, and I don't like that, or a credit card or some other method. But to me, it looks like you're going to start down the road where the law enforcement isn't going to try to pursue, and to me, that looks like the way to go about it, rather than just sending a ticket to the address of the vehicle. What if it's a rental car?
Then I guess we don't. Presently, if it's a rental car and someone drives off without paying for gasoline, if the law stayed as it was today, there is still no recourse for the retailer.
If you have a system set up and kind of a protocol that every time somebody drives off, the cop chases them down, that's the system we have. Maybe the penalty isn't high enough, but that's consistent. So there's no difference in between a rental car or a privately owned car. To me, again, you want to keep the system consistent. Wouldn't it be better to have a higher penalty?
I don't think that's a good enough deterrent, Senator. Presently, again, I'll make an example. And I have surveyed my membership, and one of the questions is, did you prosecute? 90% of the time, they said no. They did not prosecute. And that's because it's a burden to have them call the police every time, and then the police have to go chase these people down to get their $20 back. This would be an avenue. That would still be in law if they decided to pursue it that way. This is just another way for the retailer to get their money back, basically, without having to go through the rigors of the court system.
Would the paperwork involved in this be less burdensome than picking up the phone and calling the police?
For the retailer, it's a little bit more burdensome than calling the police, but for the law enforcement officers, it would probably be less burdensome, because they're not out there chasing down people who steal gasoline. Their time would be left to catching bigger criminals, if you want to put it that way.
Are there any further questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1131? For the proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dick Thiessen on behalf of the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association. We did work with Donna on language to make sure that it was workable for us, and we believe that it is.
Got to be quick here, Mr. Thiessen. Are there any questions for Mr. Thiessen before you go out the door? You're not that fast. Any questions for Mr. Thiessen? If not, thank you. There is a question for Mr. Thiessen.
Maybe you can ask them, and maybe Donna.
Would you please him?
Question. What percentage of those drive-offs, when they're called in, are caught? Is there
I couldn't give you a percentage, but I believe it to be a very low number. This does represent an issue that I think takes a considerable amount of law enforcement time. We get lots of these calls. We respond. Most of the time, you can't find them. So it is time-consuming, and I think that's what she's trying to do, is find another option that maybe is a little more successful, less time-consuming for law enforcement, and maybe more successful in getting this taken care of. Remember, a lot of these people drive off without realizing it.
Senator Koskin.
I thought that was the job of law enforcement. I can see this going to retailers rather than at Kmart, rather than trying to run the guy down and making a scene. We'll just, as soon as he gets in his car, we'll write down the number and send him a bill.
Shoplifting.
For shoplifting. Is that the way that law enforcement wants to handle this thing, and we don't need them anymore?
This isn't our bill. I never once suggested to you this is how we wanted to handle it. My testimony to you was that this takes a considerable amount of time. We respond to many of these calls. These people are usually gone. If we do catch up with them, more often than not, they drove away without realizing it. I'm saying that this is a mechanism that may avoid that. If it remains a criminal matter, we'll continue to do our job. We'll respond to the calls. Obviously, they're not a priority. I mean, in the realm of the calls we get, you must know this isn't a priority call typically, and so that leaves everybody dissatisfied.
And I know it's my understanding that this was the reason for the fee that we put on bad checks was just the volume, is this a comparable situation?
I think it is. I mean, we see it as being the same kind of thing.
But I mean, volume-wise.
Sometimes we feel like bill collectors in some of these things, and I think law enforcement's time can be better spent. So.
Thank you very much. Any further questions, Mr. Thiessen? If not, are there any further proponents of House Bill 1131? Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jerry Wheeler. I represent the South Dakota Retailers Association. This is not our bill either, but Representative Sutton amended it as it went through the House to include the restaurants and hotels. And since that time, I have gotten calls from our members that like it. There is a problem evidently out there. And so we would be in support of it, but just to answer some of the questions that you asked earlier, Senator Koskin it is the same as what we do with bad checks, and it is the same as what we do with shoplifting. Basically, there are criminal penalties for writing a bad check, and there are criminal penalties for shoplifting, but then there's also the civil penalties. And this is, I think the biggest part of this bill is the fact that you can get the person's ID so you can follow up, I would think, but I'm not trying to speak for Donna, but it just seems to me that without that guts in there, I don't know how you could have a license plate, but it wouldn't do you any good, because I don't think anymore. It used to be you could call people and get, if you gave somebody a license plate number, you could get their name and address. You can't do that anymore. So I think the fact that you can identify that person and go after them, and it is a civil situation where the government, you know, the state people aren't involved in it. So I'd answer any questions.
Any further questions, Mr. Wheeler? Any further questions? Now, thank you very much. Any further proponents of House Bill 1131? Further proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Carpenter. I'm with the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and we did work very closely with the Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association in South Dakota, recognizing that this is a call that we do receive, quite frankly, more often than we would like to get. In listening to the discussion, I just want to assure you that the Highway Patrol will not preclude, if this legislation is passed, attempting to pursue these types of individuals that skip out on gas, because this is theft by the definition of the law. The bottom line is, though, that with everything else and the other duties that we are responsible for, unfortunately, sometimes these folks do slip through the cracks. It's not going to preclude any prosecution should they be apprehended. I think this just gives them the civil remedy to recover their losses in the event we are unable to find these folks. And one of the other issues that Mr. Wheeler just brought up is due to the regulations that are now in place, we are prohibited, unless legislation like this goes forth, from providing that information to the retailers. Under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, that information is all secured. It would take an act and legislation like this in order for that information to be released to the retailers, so that this is another purpose behind this bill. Thank you.
Are there any questions? If not, thank you very much. Any further proponents of House Bill 1131? If there are no further proponents, are there opponents of House Bill 1131? Any opponents? If there are no opponents, we will close to testimony and open to committee action, committee motion and discussion. Are there any motions? They moved to pass by Senator Moore. Is there a second? And seconded by Senator Dugard. Discussion on the motion.
Chairman?
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I sense that there might be a little opposition to this in the committee. And quite frankly, I think this is a good bill. And the reason I say that is I think it serves people. It serves the motor fuels distributor, in a manner in which they can receive due payment for their product without enacting criminal charges. Number one. Number two, I also believe that it serves a citizen who may just innocently drive away a civil cause of action here, better serves that individual than that individual ending up in criminal court. Oh my God, I forgot to pay. I'll come down and I'll pay it. And I'll bet you that 999 times out of 1,000, if that individual comes back in, pays, they're not going to ask for the extra $30. So, you know, I think it keeps certain innocent people out of the courtroom as well. And let's face the facts. Retailers don't have the time for this criminal action oftentimes. This would be a much easier way for them to deal with a problem that is ever increasing. I mean, we have this happening in Yankton on a daily basis. You read the police report, and it's not unusual to see 5 to 10 of those driveways a day. And I just believe it gives them a cause of action that will be used sensibly and protects everybody. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Senator Koskinen.
Mr. Chairman, the example has been given. This is similar to bad checks, and to me that's a poor nexus, because bad checks you don't know until after the fact. You know, but you can tell when somebody drives away, or you can tell when somebody walks out of your restaurant, or you can tell when somebody shoplifts. And I think that is what law enforcement is for. I think it's starting to set a dangerous precedent that we're starting to do this, you know, cop by mail. You know, we're not going to require law enforcement immediate action to prove actually who did it. It's, you know, it's similar to the bill that was defeated or was passed that we don't have the camera radar guns. It's you got a number and you're innocent, or you're guilty until proven innocent, basically, in this type of legislation. You sent a bill. I mean, if we're going to go this way, I would like to expand it farther to shoplifting. I would also like to expand it to, for example, I'm going to go out in the country where I live, and we'll start doing this for hunting incidences where somebody's trespassing. We'll just send them a bill for being on our property and shooting birds. And if it's a commercial operation, so let's just, you know, cop by mail. And we're starting down that road, and I think we do have a system. And it's not where there is no alternatives, because they can require cash up front or a credit card. It may be an inconvenience, but if they're having problems, they do have an alternative rather than starting down that road. So I am going to oppose the motion to do pass.
I guess I would ask you, Mr. Koskinen, Senator Koskinen, is it not better to let private citizens settle these kinds of matters among themselves rather than have the taxpayer, at the taxpayer's expense, have law enforcement go after them on these kinds of matters?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure it is, because we are going to be giving information that we have held as personal information, and we are going to be maybe conflicting. I mean, if you have a child that accidentally or on purpose, either one, that drove off, either out of a restaurant or out of a, again, we will have the bill next year to do shoplifting also, mm-hmm. if it's not amended on the floor. That'll be the next.
Do you intend to bring that bill?
I possibly would. Probably not. But
you just defeated your own argument.
But we're going to. But my point is, how would you feel with a ticket in the mail and then have to go and prove your innocence?
Maybe better that than a patrol car out in front of my house.
But you would be able to say, I wasn't the one driving it, and talk to the individual that actually did. And that's my point, is you need to make contact with the person that's accused.
Any further discussion? Yes, Senator Moore.
Well, you know, I'd remind Senator Coskins that you do have a civil cause of action in relationship to bad checks. You can send out notification. They can come in and take care of that before you start criminal proceedings. And that's all these people are asking. You have civil cause of action. You have criminal cause of action as it relates to checks. And that's all we're asking for in Senate Bill 1131 is civil cause and criminal cause.
Any further discussion? We have had a motion and seconded. Have we had a motion? Yes, and seconded. Is any further do pass motion? Is any further discussion? If there is none, we'll proceed to vote. The secretary will call the roll. Aye. Senate Bill, House Bill 1131 goes out with a due pass recommendation.